It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. You can guess what was different about last night's presidential debate by the candidate who did not show up. Republican Tom Tancredo declined to debate on the Univision network. He said he disagreed with translating a presidential debate into Spanish. That means Tancredo also missed a chance to defend his signature issue before a skeptical audience. He has called for tough measures against illegal immigration. Other Republican candidates could not avoid that issue as they were on the stage in Miami. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The Republican debate comes 3 months after the Democrats held their first debate broadcast in Spanish. It also comes at a time when illegal immigration and what to do about it is one of the hot-button political issues, and nearly every Republican candidate has staked out a tough position, promising to seal the borders. But here in Miami and elsewhere, political analysts said it was understandable if the candidates weren't eager to go before a national Hispanic audience to answer tough questions on immigration. Immigration was the main issue, taking up nearly half of the 90-minute debate. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, appearing in his still new role as a top-tier candidate, was forced to defend his position that all of the 12 million people in the U.S. illegally would have to go home before reapplying for citizenship.
The pathway has to include people going to the back, not the front of the line. There can't be an amnesty policy because that's an insult to all the people who waited sometimes ridiculously for years just to be able to make the transition here.
While there were tough questions, there was little follow-up. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, Senator John McCain, and former Senator Fred Thompson, for example, were all asked whether children born to illegal immigrants have the right not to be separated from their parents, a question none of them directly answered. Romney was hit with yet another tough one, whether he ever reported to authorities that employees of a landscaping company he hired were in the country illegally, and does he believe other Americans should do so. Here's his answer.
The landscaper at my home is an old friend, and when he made a mistake the first time, I told him in no uncertain terms, you have to make sure that anybody that works on my property and walks on my property is a legal individual. And he did his best, but he made a mistake.
Romney says he fired the firm, but never did say whether he believes Americans should report illegal immigrants to the authorities. There was a lot of talk about how Hispanics want the same things most Americans want: a brighter future, good education for their children, affordable health care. Fred Thompson talked about the interest he knows many Hispanics have in what he called values.
They know that marriage is between a man and a woman, for example. They know that the family is at the center of societies, and strong families build better societies.
For Republicans, if you're going to address Hispanics, there's no better place to do it than here in Miami. Cuban Americans are still a reliable Republican voting bloc, and because of their special status as refugees from a communist country, are not as deeply vested in the immigration issue as some other Hispanic groups. But Texas Congressman Ron Paul discovered they have their own hot-button issues when he was asked how he would deal with Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez.
Well, he's not the easiest person to deal with, but we should deal with everybody around the world the same way, with friendship and opportunity to talk and try to trade with people.
It got even worse when he said the U.S. should begin talking to Cuba. McCain was clearly playing to the crowd, which included Venezuelans, when he answered the question, referring to a well-publicized exchange last month between Spain's monarch and Chavez at a summit in Chile.
And I also would like to echo the words of Prince Juan Carlos, ¿por qué no te callas? Why don't you shut up?
One question for which none of the candidates had a good answer last night was why the Republican Party is losing support among Latinos. A poll released by the Pew Hispanic Center last week found Democrats now have a 34 percentage point edge among registered Hispanic voters. It's a question that could be vital in the general election, especially in swing states where Hispanics form a sizable bloc, Florida chief among them. That might have been what former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani meant when he said he understood the value of the Hispanic vote.
These are basic American values. It's what the Cuban Americans have done coming to this country. It was wonderful for us that we had Cuban Americans come here. It made us better Americans.
Both Romney and Giuliani have been working hard to win over Florida's Cuban American community in advance of the state's January 29th primary. Today, Huckabee is in Miami to announce what his campaign is calling a key endorsement from a prominent Cuban-American leader at one of the city's best-known Cuban restaurants. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.